This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
You talk a lot about putting your earphones in and not listening to negativity.
Yes.
But also not listening to too much positivity.
Yes.
So how do you kind of find the balance? How do you decide what you allow to get to you and what you don't listen to?
I use micro macro a lot. Obviously, even in this project, it was important for me to do that. In the micro, meaning things that are not as important, I listen to everything. That's why I know so many things. In the macro, I'm talking about self-worth, your soul, the shit we're talking about right now together. I don't listen to anything. I do not believe a single person, including my mother, fully knows me. I know me all the way. The only person you know all the way is you. Every person here knows, including no matter how great their relationship is, no matter how much they love their mother, everybody here knows there's not one person on earth that knows everything. Right? No shot. Thus, if they don't know everything, how can they actually be valuable in the deepest questions we ask ourselves about who we are, what we're doing, right? So, how do I choose? Nobody has say on who I am but me. Not pro, not con, not left, not right, and it's been a huge factor in my life. And I thought it was, you know, it's so funny how life evolves. I thought this was this huge gift because it allowed me to go through peer pressure and adolescence and early adulthood and then do this great thing for my parents. I thought it was for that. You know, there's a great Russian saying that translates to, man makes a plan and God laughs. I thought that's what it was there for. If you think I had me having fame, like that is insane to me. But I can tell you right now, not hearing the positivity and the accolades and the goat emojis and all that has been way more beneficial than getting through the insecurities of youth. Because I watch so many people get a little bit of accolades and lose their mind. All of a sudden think they're fucking, I'm just like, what? Like, people really lack humility. And I would tell you, besides, you know, patience, one thing that I've been, which I spent a lot of time on last decade, anybody own a Humble Hedgehog? No, that makes it fun. It's awesome.
Like a hummingbird.
So notice that combo. That's where I was about to go next, so thank you for jumping in. There's, you know, I think humility is incredibly underrated and really, really actually matters. Like more than we talk about. You know, it sounds like this like nice, like we don't really talk about humility if you think about it, being humble. Like we kind of all know, we have this relationship with the word, all of us, as you're thinking about what you think about, have you ever said the word? Do you think about the word? Like it comes up usually as a throwaway comment on somebody pleasantly surprising you when you came in cynical and them usually doing nothing too profound, right? It's a very interesting word, but I find it to be incredibly powerful. I'm blown away by people's lack of humility. And I think it's a real special superpower. So to answer your question, I really don't think anybody in any shape or form, no matter how much they don't love themselves, should use somebody else as a validator to who they are. And if they are, that begins the process of you knowing for yourself that you don't have all the self-esteem needed to completely destroy life, which is great. That's not bad. That's circumstance. If my mother was my grandmother, I too would not have it. There's nothing I did. Luck of the DNA draw, luck of the parenting circumstance, luck of like what era you grew up in. There's a million things that go into this. But recognizing that you don't have it and deciding that it might be worth fighting for, and whether that's therapy, meditation, readings, what you consume, and a million other things, it's It's always first about recognizing it. You can't fix your alcoholism until you accept it and recognize it. And same goes for mental frameworks. If you are definitely like affected by people saying you're shit or you're scared to lose in front of others, it's a problem. I know this because I was more scared as a kid to lose in front of my friends to ask a girl out on than I would be to lose in front of my friends in business and sales. Like that, I'm 100. With girls, I wasn't 100, so I know what the feelings are. I understand it. But it's such an opportunity to accept what it is instead of trying to find hacks. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just trying to find bubble gum and tape. You gotta get to the core. You gotta get to the core. It's like a facial. You gotta like get a facial to clean those pores up. I don't do that, but I wish I would. But like, because, you know, like, it's not about, it's not the medicine. It's like, it's not about getting an operation or the medicine. It's about living the lifestyle that doesn't put you there. This, like everybody in here, if you're struggling because of outside validation, that is worth therapy. That is worth changing shit up. It's the whole game. Your brain is the operating system. It's the whole game.
You're pretty clear on not letting people judge you, but is it ever difficult for you in the other way, that you're getting too much positive feedback?
No, because it comes the same way. It's just detached from it. It's almost everybody has a bridge from everybody's judgment to them, pro and con. I blew up the bridge. It's not getting to me. I don't believe I'm special. I understand why people think it, but I don't believe it. Because we're Gary, you know why, Gary? Because I'm not sure that it was earned. You know, a lot of you follow me a long time. I love bringing up like mommy and daddy had sex at the right second. Like, I have a lot of God-given ability, right? Like, I just do. It's hard for me to get, like, one of the biggest reasons I even like it is because I think it's a reflection on my parents, not me. I kind of mainly like the accolades because I know my parents feel crazy pumped. I don't need it for me. Nobody thought I was gonna win. That's why I won. You know what I mean? That's why kids need adversity. We need to, that's a big passion of mine. We need kids to have more adversity. Not like we need more self-esteem building on real shit, and we need more like winning and losing sports. The sports was, it's so funny to me, I never realized how powerful of a medium that was for children. Learning how to lose, getting humbled, thinking you're the best because you're better than your sister, but then going into the league and being the worst. You know, like all that shit was very good, and then we demonized it. Nobody's a winner. The fuck? You know, that kind of stuff. So, I know what's going on, but it's not in my soul. It'll never be in my soul.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And one more thing before I leave. So you signed this on Mekong.
Yes.
And my mother accidentally washed it. It's off.
I see it.
She actually tried to like write you an email, tried to get it.
Oh my God, she's so sweet.
No, we have shirt markers. We can have shirt. This is not.
This might work on the.
No, it will wash.
It will wash. Okay, cool.
I'll never wash it again. So okay. I'll never let her wash it again.
Cool. Hold it.
And I actually missed Russ by like 10 minutes.
Did you? Yeah. He's the best.
But I was at his concert.
That's awesome. Thank you, brother. Thanks, Doc.